We are in the middle of Shin Aleph Sif Chav Hey. We'll be completing the Sif as well as doing Sif Chav Vav. Now, in the Mechaber Shita, we had a halacha of Imtechi Gavra and Imtechi Kameya. Imtechi Gavra means one person wrote a nusach on three different letters and it worked for three different people. So we now have a chazaka that when this person writes this nusach, that will be good, even though it's not a particular actual piece of paper that was used before. Imtechi Kameya Velo Gavra means that that there was one physical Kameya written on one piece of paper that healed, in which case if this person will write the same Lachash on another piece of paper, it will not be good. Imtechi Gavra V'Kameya means that that this person was machzik his different kameyas and of course his different pieces of paper with the same nusach, and Mamela, when he writes it, it's going to be good. Says the Ramah now, V'davka shabo beiz hamchos biyachad, aval im imtechi gavra tchila, v'achar kach osa kameya v'ripa gimel ponim lo tolin b'amchomas ha-kameya rak b'amchos ha-gavra shekfar es chazik. Meaning, what happens if this particular if this particular kameya that he used was imtechi on three different kameya, three different pieces of paper, and it healed three different people? So the shaila is: does that prove that this kameya is a good kameya, or does it only prove that he's a good writer? So he says that if it happens b'vas achas, we have no proof as to the kameya, only when he writes it himself. So it's got to be that there will be separate, that it's imtechi in separate ways in order to be good. Now the Mishnah Berurah talks about what the nafkamina is. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what will happen if you have this person that made three kameyas that were good, and now he makes three kameyas that are not good. So as a person, he loses his chazaka. Whereas the particular kameya that he wrote first that was used, that is still good if we say that it's imtechi kameya. Whereas if we would say that it was only imtechi gavra, once he loses his chazaka, it's lost completely. So what's the case of the Ramah? That he wrote an igeres, he wrote one particular kameya, one piece of paper, and it was Merapa Reuven three times. Then he did the same thing, and it was Merapa Shimon three times. This is all on one kameya. So he writes one particular kameya. It was used three times for Reuven, and then it was used for Shimon three times. Then he wrote another Igeris, and it worked for Shimon twice. And now, what's this? It worked for Shimon twice. And then, with that Igeris, it was Merapa Levi. At that point, according to the Ramah, there'll be a chazaka both on him as well as on the Kameya, so that should he ever lose his chazaka, the Kameya will still be a good Kameya. So again, what happened? He wrote, we're talking about the same nusach on different pieces of paper. He first used the same piece of paper on Reuven, then he used the same piece of paper on Shimon, and it worked. On Levi, he used a different piece of paper for Shimon. So the way we're making a chazaka on the Gavra is by using three different pieces of paper. He used two pieces of paper. The first one cured Reuven three times. The second one cured Shimon three times. Then he has a third one. Then, again, the first piece of paper cured Reuven three times and Shimon three times. A second piece of paper that then cured Shimon two times. And then he went ahead with the same Igeris and he cured Levi with that same paper. So there it becomes Imtechi Gavri and Imtechi Kameya at the same time. And even if he loses his Mumchias, that particular Kameya will still maintain its din of a Mumcha. But let's say, says the Mechaber now, Avalim Kosav Gimel Kameyim Lo Odom Echad V'Ropu Gimel Pamim Lo Imtechi Lo Gavra V'Lo Kameya. What happens if three different Kameyim were used for one person that was Merapim three times? There nobody is a Mumcha. All we get out of it is this person's mazel is one that allows him to be cured. But we never had anyone becoming a Mumcha. says the Machaber now, Umutu lotzeis bekameya mumcha lo shu al ksav lo shel ksav o shel ikrim. Whether it's a kameya that's made of writing or a kameya that's made of herbs. Bein b'chol sheyesh bo sakana, bein b'chol sheein bo sakana. V'lo shenich bekfar v'toleir l'refua, el afilu lo achso achol yishu mishpachas nimchim v'toleir shelo yechzen ashari. Not only is it good for curing, but it's also good for prevention. It's considered a tachshit, even to carry it for prevention. V'kosho matiro b'shus harabim, if you tie it with a share or a tabas, meaning if you make it look like jewelry, that's aser. Because then people will say he's carrying it as jewelry. And lemaisa, it's not jewelry. Now the Mishnah Berurah mentions that kisvei hakodesh have to be covered up with leather or something, because we're afraid that he'll have to use the washroom, then he'll have to remove it, and then he'll forget to put it on again, and he'll just carry it home. Sivchavav neman lomer harofi alatzmushu mumcha. A doctor has nemanis on himself to say that he is a mumcha, and the same thing, the doctor has nemanis to say, I mean, the person who wrote it, to say that this kameya is a kameya mumcha, because we're not afraid that he'll be machshel somebody.